Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dr. Mary Mings, Medical Director of the Humboldt Independent Practice Association, with a community comment for KINS. Today I want to talk about colon cancer screening, since March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. For both men and women in California, colon and rectum cancer is the third most common cancer and the third leading cause of cancer death. Humboldt and Del Norte counties have the sixth highest incidence of colorectal cancer in the state and the ninth highest death rate from it. This cancer will eventually affect nearly 1 in 20 of us. The survival rate for this common cancer is 68% overall, but it is 94% when it is found early, before it has spread. By the time symptoms appear, like a change in bowel habits or bloody stools, the cancer has often been present and growing for some time. However, there are excellent screening tests which can detect colorectal cancer at a very early and curable stage. Cancer can even be prevented from developing in the first place if a precancerous polyp is detected and removed during a colonoscopy. The cause of colon cancer is not known, so everyone should start getting checked for it at age 50. Some people should start screening at a younger age, depending on their family history and other medical conditions. There are several good ways to check for colon cancer. The most well-known is probably the colonoscopy, where a lighted, sterilized, flexible tube is advanced through the length of the colon. Any abnormalities can be removed and biopsied. If the colonoscopy is normal, it doesn't need to be repeated for 10 years. This procedure is covered by insurance, but it can be expensive for those without insurance or with a high deductible. Some people don't like the required prep, which involves taking laxatives and not eating the day before the test. The easiest screening test from the patient's point of view is a stool test that is done at home once a year. A small specimen is obtained and turned into the doctor's office, where it's tested for microscopic blood, which might indicate a cancer. A positive test requires a follow-up colonoscopy to check for cancer, but if you have a negative test every year for 10 years, that is an equally accurate way to know you don't have colon cancer as having a colonoscopy. This is an inexpensive test. So there are choices. This is a common disease, and early detection definitely saves lives. Three excellent reasons to discuss colon cancer screening at your next doctor's appointment. This has been Dr. Mary Mings, Medical Director of the Humboldt Independent Practice Association, with a community comment for KINS.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.